what we're talking about is Attorney General candidate Wardlow's comments about getting rid of, I think he said, 42 Democratic attorneys right off the bat. What do you think about that?
I think it's a disqualifying statement to be Attorney General.
And why is that?
There's a bright line in political involvement of the office. And when you're talking about line staff, you should never be screening people based on their party affiliation. And that's a clear no-no, no matter who you are as Attorney General in the United States.
I guess he is saying that some of the attorneys in the Attorney General's office currently, and that's open to debate, but have Democratic leanings. Why should a Republican Attorney General, a potential Attorney General, not have the option of having people on staff who are of similar political leanings?
He certainly has the option of hiring people who share his point of views about anything. But when you're talking about line staff attorneys and setting a partisan litmus test and firing dozens of people because they are Democrats and replacing them with people solely because they're Republicans, that is the kind of conduct that led us to enact civil service protections over 100 years ago. You don't want any branch of government where the partisan affiliation of the people who work there determines whether they get hired and fired.
Those precedents aside, it sounds like you are saying that perhaps there's a possibility that some of those folks are leaning Democrat.
Of course. I mean, and some of them are leaning Republican. That's not the point. You don't want any political office to have an elected official come in and set a litmus test for the line staff who do the day-to-day work in the office. You don't want a new school board to come in and fire all your kids' teachers because they're Republicans or because they're Democrats. The same thing is true at the Attorney General's office. You have people doing the day-to-day work of making state government comply with the laws, and that's not something that you want subject to partisan, blatant, clear partisan influence.
I suspect the argument would be that if you leave those people in those positions, that they could impede an agenda by a legitimately elected official who happens to be of the other political party, or at least leans the other way. Is that not the case?
Absolutely. I mean, if the Attorney General directs that the law should be read a certain way, and the attorneys who are working in the office believe that reading of the law is incorrect, then they should be able to voice their opinions about that. If the Attorney General still wants to take that position, the Attorney General can take that position. You don't want any agency of the state government to depend upon people trying to anticipate the correct partisan view of any particular issue. That's a bedrock principle of any government employment, and the people who do the day-to-day jobs. Now, certainly, any Attorney General can come in and hire a few people who share his political party and views, who direct policy and that sort of thing. And no one would suggest that was not true at any agency of the state or federal government. But you don't want partisan litmus tests for, 25% or more of the staff, and mass firings of line attorneys based solely on what their political affiliation or political party is.
Understood.
Another way to think about this is, if you call the Attorney General's office and you're the victim of marketplace fraud, or you're reporting contaminated water, or you're been denied for your health insurance, you don't care what the political party of the person answering the phone is. You just want the best attorney the state can hire to help you with that problem. And as Attorney General, you shouldn't care about that either. This should be something that is above partisan politics. if we're at the point where partisan politics dictates who gets day-to-day staff jobs at the Attorney General's office, then that approaches the, you know, line, a very bright red line of what constitutes good and proper functioning of government.